The Antichrist is coming, but we don't know when. Those who superimpose dates on my re-uploaded videos are fortune tellers. I have never given specific dates. Only God knows when the Antichrist will come. But we can see signs of his coming. Whosoever denies that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of the spirit of Antichrist, says the Bible. That's the spirit that pervades society. The denial of Christ's incarnation promulgated by Jews 2,000 years ago. That Jewish spirit continues today. It's a great leveling, beginning with the raising of Christ's divinity, bulldozing him into a mere man. That same leveling flattens out distinctions of gender, sexuality, and abilities, and steamrolls over the primary social grouping, the family. Afoot now is UN Agenda 2030, paving the way for the Antichrist via world governance. Universal health care, uniform child education, mandatory vaccinations, controls over food production and consumption are all part of Agenda 2030's program. It's a global affair whose program is guided by Jewish fingers. Forex, SWIFT, letters of credit, the instruments of global trade, and the central banks which run the show. That's why the Jewish neocons always push to destroy nations with independent monetary systems. With their global army, NATO, they wiped out Libya, which was about to launch the gold dinar as Africa's currency. They did the same in Iraq when Saddam was about to trash the petrodollar. Syria is their Waterloo. But with Trump's Jewish son-in-law, Jared Kushner, as his Israel advisor, Syria, allied with Iran, is in their crosshairs. It's a global affair where Big Pharma, Big Agra, and Big Bank are at the top of the food chain. The Louis Dreyfus Company, for instance, a multinational agribusiness, is a Jewish concern. So is Merck & Company, the leading maker of vaccines. And the Federal Reserve keeps the food chain moving. To buy and sell will be decided by a central computer whose backcoding only the Jews will know for sure. When the Antichrist comes, you'll know by the chip in your wrist. But the hour of his coming, only God knows that for sure.